Well, coping with terminal illness in your family is one of life's most challenging times, but you don't have to face those challenges alone. As an area advocate for quality hospice care, Rock River Hospice and Home has been providing expert end-of-life care for patients in the final months of life and support for their families for over 40 years, putting the needs of the patients and their families first. That's their commitment to you. And with us in studio from Rock River Hospice and Home, always good to see Nikki Wright. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I wish it would get a little warmer outside, but
everybody does.
The sun is gorgeous, as always. I just wish it was as warm as it looks outside from in here.
Absolutely. Boy, it was momentous last year, 40 years of service to so many counties and so many families for Rock River Hospice and Home.
Yes, we are excited to have been here 40 years. I have not obviously been with Rock River for 40 years, but it's a great organization serving the community, and we hear feedback almost daily of families that have been touched by our services and just who have really felt at home and felt cared for, not only the patients, but the families as well.
And of course, Rock River Hospice and Home, one of the partner agencies with the United Way of Whitesnake.
Yes. And we were just, I believe I saw a post on Facebook yesterday about that. Oh. United Way had posted that we were partnering with them. So yeah, we're very thankful for them.
Oh, fantastic. And so many counties involved just goes beyond Whitesnake County.
Yes, it's Lee, Ogle, Whiteside, Carroll, and Bureau counties.
And, of course, Rock River Hospice and Home, nonprofit hospice, taking care of the families and those family members in need. Specialized services are focused on patient family care and includes symptom management, emotional support, spiritual support, and psychological services. But with all that, you also got to do a little fundraising here and there.
We do. We have a couple of really big events throughout the year. One that's coming up soon is our annual golf outing. It is our 22nd annual golf outing, and it's going to be held at Deer Valley Golf Club on June 21st. And we are going to have a great time that day. We provide lunch. 18 holes of golf, of course. We are going to be holding, this is our second year for a raffle, a cash raffle that we're going to be doing. So we'll be selling tickets shortly for that. And also we had someone, Tetons Grain, who is sponsoring a $25,000 hole-in-one this year. So we're super excited. If you're a golfer and you want to come out and and take your shot, you could be the winner of $25,000. So we're excited about that. And then we have some other sponsors, if I can mention them real quick.
Absolutely.
We have Wells Financial, Sterling Commercial Roofing, Wall Clipper, the Cornerstone Agency, Trinity Financial, and CGH. Those are all our presenting sponsors this year. We have others, sponsorship opportunities. If folks want to sponsor a hole, we do that as well. If they want to sponsor, basically what they would do is we'd have like a sign at the hole with their information on it for their business, advertising their business. And they could sponsor lunch. We do provide lunch and I think a little bit of a small dinner as well once they wrap up and they're finished up. We do that as well. And they can just send in general donations, which is really helpful as well. We really appreciate it. And this is one of the big opportunities that we have to raise funds to help families who are in need and need financial assistance. It's super important. And we just want no one to think they cannot have services because of finances. So we do welcome any kind of donations throughout the year. But if you are a golfer, we would love to see you out for our golf outing. We only have 36 teams total, and some of them have already filled up. Wow. So if you are interested and you want to get in on the fun, be sure to, you can call me at 815-625-3858, or you can contact us at hospicerockriver.org.
course, if you want to be an observer and volunteer for this event, you
absolutely
can also do that.
We also, yeah, if you want to be an observer, a volunteer, we also are doing, we do raffles, silent auctions. So we accept if you're a local business or organization and you'd like to donate a basket or a gift certificate. Of course, these golfers love, the golf packages and things like that. So we would love for you to reach out to us, too, and be part of that with us so that we can make it a super fun event.
Well, and all this going on, just a great, amazing, and not only facility out there, a great club out there at Deer Valley.
Yes, they are great to work with. Annie is like one of my best friends now. I love her out there.
Oh.
She does a great, great job. She's very organized and very kind to work with, very flexible. And she's done a lot of work for us, and we really like her a lot. And the rest of them, too, her husband. Should mention him. I think Josh. Yeah, Josh and the whole family, they do a really nice job out there. We appreciate them all.
Again, Friday, June 21st, Deer Valley Golf Club. And if you go to Rock River Hospice and Home Facebook page, boy, you can just register quick by scanning that QR code.
Mm-hmm. I love QR codes.
I haven't used too many.
No, I like them a lot. As long as if you have it on your phone, you can't really use it. If the QR code is on your phone, but if you have like a desktop or a laptop, just put it up there on a screen and you pull it right up, which is really nice.
So, Rock River Hospice and Home, volunteers are always needed there.
Yes.
I saw the full list of everything that anybody who wants to, spend an hour or maybe a dedicated day a month, there's plenty.
We appreciate our volunteers very much. No matter what type of personality you have, if you have a giving heart, we can find a place for you. Whether you like to work in the garden or you like to... want to help fold towels or, maybe stuff envelopes, put together training materials, do things for some of our patients. You can sit with a patient if you want, help out if the CNAs need any help or the nurses need help. We just have all kinds of opportunities. Baking, people will bake goodies for different events that we have, or they might just bring in some things to have inside of our inpatient unit kitchen when families are there. We do have the kitchen where they can come in and get coffee, they can get snacks. So a lot of people will bring in maybe a meal, or especially like baked goods and things like that. We have a lot of great volunteers who do that. So really, like I said, if there's anything you enjoy doing, I do have my little sidekick, Chris Meyer. She's been coming around with me. We've started recently going around to independent living facilities and, more assisted living, I should say, and nursing homes. And we've been kind of hanging out with the patients, hanging out with the activity directors, helping with maybe a craft. Last week we had a birthday celebration we attended, and that was really fun. So that's a really fun part of my job, and Chris Meyer has been accompanying me on those things. Speaking of Chris, she has a couple of things that she's working on independently. We call it Friends of Hospice, and she's going to be doing a bingo event. And my apologies, but I do not have the date in front of me, but I can definitely, we're going to get that on our Facebook page here shortly. So be watching for that. And then there's another event that she's spearheading as well. And I really don't know much about that. So I'm going to, it's some kind of a scavenger hunt thing. And so, yeah, she's really excited about that. And we appreciate all of her efforts and for her passion for helping hospice. So shout out to Chris.
Wow, some of the yearly fundraising events. Pickleball tournament?
Well, we haven't had that in a while, but that could be something that we have again in the future.
Okay. Right.
I know we've had a bike thing,
right.
A bike-a-thon.
Oh, yeah.
But last year, we do the Bucket Brigade every year. So
yes.
When you see us on the corner there, that's always fun. Last year, we did a bake sale downtown during the band concert.
Okay.
Uh-huh. We did then. Yep. And what else did we do last year? Oh, we did a cookout at Oliver's and Dixon last year, and that was super hot. But it was nice to get the word out and be over in Dixon as well. So if anybody wants to, you know, when mentioning Friends of Hospice, we can assist and be there to help, or at least be, you know, maybe get a flyer out for you or whatever. But if you want to sponsor your own event and raise funds for hospice, that's always welcome as well. And that really helps us out. Every bit helps.
You know, I think one of the best things, you know, if you're not quite sure, don't know much about hospice, or hospice is in the back of your mind, but you're not quite committed to it, Rock River Hospice will come to you and visit with you in home, explain everything. You don't have to sign a thing, but they'll explain everything.
That's right. We have some really great people on our staff who will come out and explain everything. They'll give you materials to look at. We have a great video that we share with our families. And it's been very, very helpful in explaining very simply how the death process works, what to expect, so that it's not, so it takes away some of the scariness. Yes. Of it, because when you don't know and you haven't been there and you don't know what to expect, it really, really helps. And it's reassuring to have people there who support you and say, no, this is perfectly normal. This is, you know, this is what to expect. And hold your hand through the process and give lots of hugs too. I think I went through it with my mom, and everybody was so amazing and so wonderful. Mm. And they're still talking about how, you know, what a great lady she was. And I actually spoke with somebody yesterday this is a little off topic, but I spoke with someone at Heritage Woods. She's the activity director over there. And she told me that my mom was there for a couple of years. And when my mom was there, my mom passed away, by the way, last year, but she made quite an impact. And it's really cool to hear someone say, hey, that thing that your mom started way back that was called, a blessing tea. So my mom was really into hats. She loved hats because she was epileptic. She had epilepsy, and the doctor told her she had to stay out of the sun. So she started collecting hats to keep her protected from that, and just became a fashion statement for her. She loved red hats and black hats, and she had all this huge hat collection. She also loved tea, so she liked to have like tea parties with the little teapots and stuff. So when she was at Heritage Woods, she started this thing called the blessing tea. And so she'd have everybody would come down, and they would have their hats, and they would have their tea, and they have a little tea party, and I think she'd do like a little Bible devotion. Wow. And they'd pray. And so I talked to Rayanne over there yesterday, and she said they still do that yearly. Wow. She said it's around Thanksgiving time, and they talk about mom and how she, you know, started it, and what, you know, just how thankful. Wow. She said, we remember your mom all the time here. And I just thought, wow. I mean, that's just one example of the hundreds I could list of my mom, the legacy that she's left. Right. So that was just really a cool thing. That, I know that was way off topic, but no. But it just was really nice hearing that. And yeah. Those are the kind of stories that come up in hospice. You know, you might be visiting with a family, and all of a sudden they start telling you about this person that they love so much, and what they've been through, and how they've inspired them, and how much they love them. And it's really a unique opportunity. And I have been very blessed to be part of like a ministry. I think hospice is a lot like a ministry, because it's not just physical. It's not just, okay, here's your medication. It's very compassionate. It's very relational. And it's much more than just, you know, health-wise, you know, physical and medical. It's really not as much medical as it is being with the person that you love and being shown that care and compassion. So I love being a part of it.
Yeah, and of course, if anybody has any questions or wants to know more about it, jump on hospicerockriver.org. You can take a virtual tour there, and if that shows something to you, you can also make an appointment and get a tour.
Yeah, we actually have, believe it or not, one of our groups from one of the local facilities in the area. They're going to be coming and actually doing a tour, and we're going to serve them lunch in early April. So I'm super excited, because I feel like that's an opportunity to really share, and that shows me that they are interested in, and they want to be a part of navigating this whole, you know, thing that we just don't understand a lot of times. So I really am very proud of them for coming, and for their caregivers for bringing them over for that. So we are always willing and welcome to do that. We love to eat too, and we love to feed you. So if you want to come over and have some treats, and even if you don't want to eat and you just want to stop by, we'd love to have you. So we are at, what is our address?
2706 Avenue E.
I was thinking of my old work address. I'm like, that's not going to work. Yes, 2706 Avenue E in Sterling. We're right across from Morningside, down the street from the YMCA.
Right, yeah. Or you can give them a call, 815-625-3858. Get signed up for that golf outing through the Facebook page. And go to hospicerockriver.org for more information. And the only hospice... there's another one within 30 miles.
Right, especially with an in-home, yeah. Right. We do have, of course, and Serenity. They're some friends of ours. We like them, and we appreciate what they do for the community as well. But as far as I know, we are the only in-home hospices, right. But there are several in the area, Quad City area and such, that do outpatient.
Right.
But yeah, we're one of the two inpatients in the area. So I think we're pretty blessed to have two really good quality places that have compassionate care for the residents or for the patients.
Rock River Hospice and Home, over 40 years serving Whiteside, Lee, Ogle, Carroll, Bureau counties. Rock River Hospice and Home has provided compassionate quality hospice care regardless of the patient's ability to pay, and no person will be billed from Rock River Hospice for routine hospice services. And again, for more information, go to hospicerockriver.org, check out their Facebook page, and give them a call, 815-625-3858.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Well, thank you, Nikki, and certainly appreciate your time today.